and get a on the line. David, writing to you how to go to court and get a restraining order. Don't hang up. David, explain to her how to get a restraining order. We'll be back tomorrow with lots more. Great stories today. Good show. I'll see you tomorrow. 12 to 1 on KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. It's 1 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Should House Speaker Nancy Pelosi be investigated for saying that the CIA misled Congress about waterboarding? She insists agents did not tell the truth. Republicans say she is the dishonest one. With more on the push for an investigation, we're live with ABC's Vic Ratner.
Sherry, on a party line vote, Democrats beat back a Republican effort in the House to get an investigation of Speaker Pelosi's claim that the CIA lied to Congress.
The Speaker's had a full week to produce evidence to back up her allegations, and I'm frankly disappointed that she has not done so.
Republican leader John Boehner says the controversy is not going to go away, but Pelosi will be far away from the controversy, heading a congressional delegation next week to China. Sherry?
ABC's Vic Ratner live. President Obama giving a major national security speech today and defending his decision to close the Guantanamo Bay prison.
Our security interests will not permit us to delay. Our courts won't allow it, and neither should our conscience.
Shortly afterward, former Vice President Dick Cheney defended Guantanamo Bay and the decision to use harsh interrogation techniques.
To call this a program of torture is to libel the dedicated professionals who have saved American lives.
Four men accused of plotting to blow up New York City synagogues in court today. They were arrested last night. Los Angeles police have arrested nearly 100 members of an accused racist Latino street gang. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Sherry, most of the 88 people arrested here today are accused of being members of the Hawaiian Garden Street Gang. U.S. Attorney Tom O'Brien claims members of that gang have been killing blacks just because of their skin color.
Today we have unsealed five federal indictments that name a total of 147 defendants.
Many of them are now in jail. It was a four-year probe after a member of the Hawaiian Gardens gang killed an L.A. County sheriff's deputy. Sherry?
Markets Dow down 140 points, NASDAQ down 34. You're listening to ABC News.
This weekend, Ace is a place to save with over $140 in rebate, like buying Ace Royal Paint, starting at $21.99 a gallon and getting a $5 rebate, limit 10. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer for $9.99 can save you an extra 45% after a $4 rebate, limit 2. Or get a great deal on an Adirondack chair for $29.99. Sale ends Monday at Ace, the helpful place.
Price is good at participating stores while supplies last. All rebates by mail. See store for details.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas. We're on this road together.
ABC's Charlie Gibson got to interview the Space Shuttle Atlantis astronauts today. One question to Commander Scott Altman: why is the mission to repair the Hubble telescope so important? Well, Altman said, not only is Hubble answering questions about space.
This mission has been an example of what the brightest and best of America can do, working together as a team. It's not just us in space, it's people all over the country. We've had challenge after challenge.
The National Weather Service says this should be a near normal hurricane season.
9 to 14 named storms.
Soon after Commerce Secretary Gary Locke read the numbers, experts started issuing warnings. Bill Reed heads the National Hurricane Center.
If you live on the coast or inland, prepare, have a plan, know what to do for your family in the event of hazardous weather.
Forecasters say there's a 25% chance of an above normal season and a 25% chance of a below normal season. But they now predict 9 to 14 named storms, half of which will likely become hurricanes. 1 to 3 could be major, category 3 or higher. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Blago won't be there, but Mrs. Blago will be. A judge said that ousted Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich cannot appear on a TV reality show set in Costa Rica, but his wife can. Patty Blagojevich says she will be a contestant on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in the Central American country. She says her profanity-laced comments and secret recordings by federal prosecutors don't reflect who she really is. This is ABC News.
Tempur-Pedic guarantees better sleep and now wants to give you a brand new Ford Mustang convertible. Test drive a Tempur-Pedic mattress at a participating retail store for your chance to win a 2009 Mustang. Experience a Tempur-Pedic for yourself. You'll sleep better, feel better, and get more out of life. Call 1-800-433-2720 or visit Tempur-Pedic.com/experience. That's 1-800-433-2720 or Tempur-Pedic.com/experience. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. See website for official rules. Ford Motor Company not affiliated with Tempur-Pedic promotion or affiliates in any way. Game ends 5/31/09.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. It has been determined that the suspicious object found on the UC Santa Cruz campus is not dangerous, so the gates of the university, which were shut down for just over an hour, have now been reopened. Ex-husband and mother of Melissa Huckabee, she's the woman charged with murdering 8-year-old Sandra Cantu of Tracy, are now fighting for custody of her daughter. That little girl has been living with her grandmother, Judy Lawless. And median home prices in Northern California rose nearly 5% last month compared to the month of March. Checking traffic now, here's KGO's Terry Ralph.
Vallejo crash, eastbound 780 before Glen Cove. A van and a truck involved in the right shoulder. It is in the clearing stages, though. Everyone knows that Sacrete fast-setting concrete mix gets the job done faster for installing fence posts, patios, or walkways. Pick up Sacrete fast-setting concrete mix at the Home Depot today for all your outdoor projects. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Terry. The Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area, mostly sunny this afternoon with little temperature change. Highs in the upper 50s at the ocean, 60s around the bay, low 80s inland. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. I don't know about you, but I find this absolutely fascinating. This is that intersection of economics and biology and looking at a bunch of different data points and the economy and how we react to a bad economy and societal changes, big and small, trivial, traumatic, that accompany it. And I tell you something, I would never have thought about most of these because it's hard to speak and think ahead of time of the unexpected consequences. We're looking at popular taste shifts and economic conditions, etc., from music to beauty. Let's start with beauty. The professor here says that we find attractive is not a stable concept. And this, they've studied the economy and social factors and how it shapes preferences in movie stars and Playboy models and popular music. For instance, looking at the number one songs from the 1950s to now, and this study is going to be published in the Psychology of Music, in uncertain times, people tend to prefer songs that are longer, slower, and with more meaningful themes. It's, you know, Bridge Over Troubled Water, That's What Friends Are For. In better times, it's At the Hop or My Sharona, you know, actually dumber songs, you know, just a little bit of a beat and some silly lyrics. There is an exception, the Macarena. Funny exception. Let's move on to other kinds of subjects fitting in this. Playboy magazines. They rated the Playboy centerfolds and found in bad times, the centerfolds have a more mature experience. The centerfolds are older. They have a higher body weight, they are taller, and they are less curvy than those selected when times are good. They looked at movie stars from 1932 into modern times. They found that actresses with mature features, small eyes, large chin, thin faces, more popular in hard times. During a recession, laxatives go up. Sales of laxatives. There's actually a funny thing going on. This is an aside around the internet. It's a sign in front of an auto parts store. You know, they have these signs. They put up little cute little sayings. It says, don't take a sleeping pill and a laxative in the same night. Anyway, laxative sales go up because people are under stress. And as it says here, holding themselves back. During a boom, deodorant sales go up because people are out running around, dancing around. They sweat more. When they have less money, they buy more of the things that have less water in them, things that are not so perishable. Instead of lettuce, steak, and fruit, people buy beans, grains, and pastas. Now, the price of pasta is higher currently, so they're waiting to see that one play out. Here's a recent Nielsen report listed tobacco, carbonated drinks, and eggs, especially vulnerable to recession. Candy, beer, and pasta, they say, pasta sauce, are recession-proof. You might think about your investing, if you've got any left to invest. Hershey's, for instance, up in their third quarter sales. Almost anything that can be an economic indicator, back into the 20s, they've looked at. For instance, remember there was a thing called the hemline index? Remember that? The skirts get longer as the economy slows. These days, it's a haircut index. What do you think of this? Short haircuts signal a market drop when women start getting short haircuts. Now, you know, cause and effect, correlation, I'm willing to admit all of that. Nevertheless, doesn't make it less fun. And we had talked about this last week in one of the programs about the coffee grower study in Colombia. And they found, indeed, that infant and child mortality rates fall as coffee prices fall. Can you think how that can be? That was because parents had more time to take care of the kids because they weren't out picking the coffee. And by the way, violent crime does not seem to correlate with the economy. There is a relationship with property crime, whether burglary, larceny, or motor vehicle theft. They all go up with unemployment. In a downturn, people flock to higher education, especially lower-cost alternatives like community colleges and trade schools to boost their employability. Parents and students nationwide agonize over choices between public schools and private schools and what loans they can afford, even qualified for, so education switches. Medical care. Preventive medical care takes a hit in a poor economy. People are physically healthier in times of recession. Death rates fall, people smoke less, drink less, exercise more. Traffic fatalities go down because you can't afford to drive as much. Heart attacks go down, back problems go down. People have more time to prepare healthier meals at home. When the economy weakens, pollution falls. So I'm not saying this means it's all good, but sometimes these little correlations are interesting to follow. Reminds me of an old saying, am I going to do this? When the wind blows, the cooper flourishes. An old Japanese saying, a researcher told me once, I've never looked it up, supposedly it goes back to the 13th or 14th century. A cooper is a person who makes barrels, right? When the wind blows, the barrel makers flourish. Now, how can that be? Well, when the wind blows, it stirs up the dust. In the dust is trachoma-like diseases that cause these eye diseases, and more people go blind. And in this part of Japan, during that part of history, blind people would sit on a street corner and play a one-string little instrument, and it was known that person is a beggar, and you put money in their hat. Well, that one string on this instrument was made from cat gut. So they would kill more cats to get their guts to make the string. Kill more cats, there are more rats, and if there's more rats, the food supplies are more vulnerable, and the rats attack the food supply in the bags and other things. And so coopers who make barrels do better because people want to store their foods and perishables in barrels instead of bags so the rats can't get them. Interesting, huh? Something bothers me about this. I guess my attitude shifted a little bit since coming home from my last vacation and going to another country and not seeing fat people, countries that are as prosperous as we are, because I've seen a series of these where people, where they're trying to justify stomach bypass as a way to lose weight and, of course, as a way to induce insurance companies and government to pay for it. This particular study says that gastric bypass cuts the risks of a heart attack. Now, I don't have reason to doubt that. With a stomach bypass, you are consuming fewer calories, and that would make your heart healthier. And the bypass here reduces your risk for further cardiovascular events anywhere from 8% on up to bigger numbers. 8% doesn't really impress me. And a very, very expensive and very, very serious operation. Is that the solution to heart attacks and also obesity? And, you know, if it's really the metabolism, and everybody does have a different metabolism. We've talked about that many times, and I've told you can be a little chunkier and be healthy, but nevertheless, why is it there are so... I got out of the airport. I looked around. It was the first thing. That's the first way I knew I was home. Just fat people all over the place. I got on the plane in Europe, and there weren't any fat people other than Americans getting on the planes. And is this a solution? Do we have to come up with these $50,000, $100,000 operations to help fat people eat less? When it is an issue at times, I'm not throwing out this, oh my gosh, I'm saying something that's going to be politically so unpopular. Is willpower an issue at all? Are we just throwing that out? and everybody who does anything is blameless? Right? I'm not saying everything is a moral failure, but willpower has to be held back as and play a role somewhere, somehow, whether it's drugs or whether it's obesity, all these things we've turned into, quote, diseases. And I understand a disease concept better than a lot of people. But does it mean willpower plays no role? And in terms of healthcare services, you know me, I hate this health criminal concept, but I ask you the question, why are people so fat here and not elsewhere? Do they have more willpower? Or have we just turned our back on the obvious answers? Driving our cars everywhere, getting no exercise, you know, pummeling ourselves with fast, high-caloric food. Just an question. Just a question. Well, you heard about the mini no-scalpel vasectomy. Well, now they have a mini almost no-scalpel. Well, it is. To reverse it. Reversal is usually a lot trickier. And a no-scalpel mini-incision vasectomy is a highly skilled deal. It was invented by the Chinese, and it's something, you know, I can learn to do. I learned to do a vasectomy, you know, day one. It's, like, really kind of simple once you showed how to do it. Like appendectomy. See one, do one, teach one. With this, though, it takes skill. I'm not sure the big advantage. You know, your recuperation is better, less this, less that, with a smaller incision, and it's simple and it's rapid. And if it's as successful, then I think that's good. Okay, this is a really, really tough story to do. And you know me, I'm not afraid to go to the boundaries. So I'm about to go to the boundaries on this one. And it's a very serious subject. But it's also something that may offend some of you. And I just can't hold back because of that, because I think it's important. You know, with sexual assaults, I'm going to look at the racial aspects of sexual assaults. And I'm going to bring up something you've not heard before. I've never heard it before. Sexual assault injuries are much harder to detect with people of color. The darker your skin, the harder it is, which puts them at a terrible disadvantage in the health and legal systems. This study, they had women voluntarily undergo forensic exams after consensual sex. They found that white women were significantly more likely than black women to have injuries to the external genitalia. Now, this is after consensual sex. That raised my eyebrows here. I mean, forget the fact, you know, practitioners need to increase their vigilance when examining individuals of color, etc. The study involved hundreds of women who volunteered, I'll read you the details, the gory details, I'm afraid, to undergo forensic exam within 24 hours of consensual sex. The exams look for evidence of assault. That is tearing, redness, abrasions, and bruising. And here's what knocked me out of my chair. Overall, they found the examiners identified such injuries 68% of the time in white women, 24 hours after consensual sex. I'm thinking, what kind of sex are they having? It was less than 40%, by the way, in women of color. So, once again, and that ought to scare you, that, you know, almost three-quarters of the time, a day after consensual sex, you have evidence of assault, tearing, redness, abrasion, and bruising. It says, A, something about our sexual communications, like if it's hurting or irritating, you got to say something. It says something about our sexual techniques, but it says something even more to me, like how do you decide and how do you prove forensically that a woman has been assaulted? If almost three-quarters of the time you can see evidence of this in a Caucasian woman 24 hours after consensual sex. Even looking at the age, use of condoms, white women were three times as likely as African-American women to have a genital injury detected. Here's a penetrating look into the obvious. And sometimes I wonder, wow, they spend the money to do these studies. Nearly one-third of people who suffer severe injuries are likely to have sexual problems next year, according to the American College of Surgeons. Well, my gosh. Pelvic fractures, spinal cord injuries? I would say so. Now, I don't know if this is something to raise consciousness to push doctors to ask questions about this very important part of our lives, you know, or not, but I would assume if you sustained a spinal cord injury, that's going to, yes, definitely put a dent in your sex life. The numbers were, one in five described the dysfunction as severe or complete, and sexual function is a major determinant of quality of life for everybody, and they recommend that patients with these issues please talk to your doctors. Speaking of doctors, Two studies, they go beautifully together, a little bit different, but it comes under the heading of pay doctors to do something and maybe they'll do it. This one is trying to get doctors to get people to quit smoking, to at least mention it. So they compared clinics that were paid bonuses for making a referral to a non-smoking clinic. Five grand for 50 referrals and $25 for each referral beyond the initial 50, right? So if you pay a healthcare provider to refer a patient for help in quitting smoking, they'll do it. If you don't, they won't. If there was no money paid, the referral rate was 4%. If you paid them, the referral rate was triple that. Still not huge. Now listen to this one. This is in England, National Health Service. They're going to pay doctors a cash bonus to not send patients to the hospital. Right? Despite research that suggests incentive payments reduce the quality of care. Now, they're going to pay family practitioners here £1, that's $2 per patient. I guess it's not $2 now, per patient, to spend time reviewing their decision to send someone to the hospital. And blah, blah, blah. But, you know, 10,000 patients, that starts adding up. And I don't know, how do you pay a doctor not to send a patient to the hospital? Yes, we have overutilization and too much medical care, but that kind of scares me. All right, we come back, we're going to talk about this. Can you tell when someone is genuine? Can you tell when someone smiles at you, whether it's a phony smile or a real smile? I don't care if it's someone you're on a date with or someone on a television trying to sell you something. How good are you at spotting a phony smile? You're going to be surprised at this. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell, and I'll be right back.
Reason number 48 to switch to Geico.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge your premium to your credit card. It's easy and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream. And let's be honest, it might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. So what do? See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that works with your body to support prostate health and normal urine flow. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saul Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate targeted nutrition. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. Don't put off this important phone call. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148.
Are you a homeowner, real estate investor, or small business owner feeling overwhelmed by an underwater mortgage, business lease, or other bills you can't pay, tax problems, or other legal issues and not sure what you should do? This is Eric Nixdorf with Intelligent Legal Solutions, and I want to help. Intelligent Legal Solutions is my local boutique law firm and federal debt relief agency that specializes in tax, real estate, and bankruptcy law, conveniently located in San Ramon, right off 680. Our services include representing clients before the IRS, real estate disputes, loan modifications, and as a last resort, helping clients file for bankruptcy. I am both an attorney and licensed real estate broker, have trained at Harvard Business School, and previously managed a prominent Bay Area law firm, as well as a successful real estate investment company. I'll personally meet with you and give you a confidential, detailed analysis of the options available and what I think you should do and why. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit IntelligentLegalSolutions.com. That's IntelligentLegalSolutions.com.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on!
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Christina. How can I help you, Christina?
Hi. I'm calling because I have had a real tough year. And I went to a doctor today with what I thought was cold symptoms. And I know I've been having mild anxiety attacks lately.
Mm-hmm.
And she seems to think that what I was having yesterday wasn't so much as being sick as it was a panic attack. And she prescribed me to go on Cymbalta. And I'm just not totally sure if it's the right thing to do. I was in her office for about 20 minutes. I don't know this doctor. I haven't been there repeatedly. This was kind of a second visit.
Mm-hmm.
I had a miscarriage last August, about 18 weeks along, and I had two after that. And they definitely have affected me, and I haven't gotten over it yet.
Mm.
And I'm just kind of confused on what to do.
Yeah, I share your skepticism. What kind of doctor was this, by the way?
It's just a family practitioner in our town here.
Yeah. Christina, I'm totally on your side in this one. I, without knowing all the details and all the facts, first of all, I heard you sniffing there. I don't know how you confuse a cold with anxiety symptoms. That makes no sense whatsoever to me. You've had, repeat miscarriages, which is extraordinarily traumatic. I mean, this has to be treated up there with the loss of a child, which is considered to be really about the most traumatic experience a human being can go through in terms of their psychological health. And to prescribe someone a drug like the drug that's prescribed, which is not exactly the right drug even for the situation, because sometimes, you know, I saw a piece the other day that, you know, we try to medicate every psychological bump in the road. We are not giving people a chance to process things in a healthy way. And when they, quote, wake up and come off the drugs, they may still not have processed it. So you're putting off the eventual resolution of these extremely difficult issues. I would say to prescribe someone a drug and not offer them counseling, grief counseling, or who knows the kind of counseling only your counselor would know when they get to know you, I just think is poor, practicing poor medicine. I'll tell you something else. I consider this to be a specialty. I consider the human mind to be one of the most complex organs in the body. And the fact that, and I hear, you know, usually the story begins, I went to see my gynecologist who prescribes medications like this. And I just counter, I say, well, would you go to your psychiatrist for a pap smear? Of course not. It doesn't make any sense. Your happiness is a very important part of overall health. So I would say, Christina, this is a slam dunk easy one. I have no idea your situation or your access to health care or your insurance, but you need to get some counseling, and they'll help you a lot. And I tell you, in grief counseling, you know, you learn certain, first you learn that it's okay to have the feelings. You learn not to beat yourself up for it. You learn there's no timetable here. Nobody's putting pressure on you. Maybe you're putting pressure on you, or others are putting pressure on you. There's just all kinds of subtle issues here that once you hear someone say them to you, you can begin the processing. And who wouldn't feel traumatized, anxious, depressed, put any name you want on it, after those kinds of experiences? So I cannot get in the position of countermanding the orders of your physician and telling you, don't take that drug, go back and stamp on a floor. But you need more appropriate care. And colds are not caused by, you know, anxiety attacks or anything like that. So there you go. There you go. All right. Let's talk to Dave. How you doing, Dave? Welcome to the program.
Oh, boy. I was pretty good until I heard that. Are you still there?
Yep, I'm here, Dave. What can I say?
Okay. I just had an umbilical hernia fixed a while ago, a few weeks. And I'd like to know why the nurse kept telling me I needed morphine when I didn't think I needed it.
I love that, Dave. You know, because everybody assumes that everybody is alike and you're exactly the same. And the rules say a person has an umbilical hernia operation, they get 10 milligrams of morphine, you know, every 3 hours, and that's that. Some people don't feel pain as much, don't want it, and that wish has to be restricted. Except often you got morphine, you can't make a clear decision. So I agree with you, Dave. You take care of yourself. I'm Dr. Unidell. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. President Barack Obama holding firm today to his plans to close the Guantanamo Bay detention camp, denouncing what he calls fear-mongering among U.S. critics. President concedes that some detainees will end up in the U.S. Governor Schwarzenegger says with the help of state lawmakers, he will quickly try to solve California's $21.3 billion deficit without the use of taxes, gimmicks, or much borrowing. And the markets opened the day on a down note, which continued throughout the day. Dow Industrials dropping 129 points to close at 8296. S&P 500 down 15 at 888. And the NASDAQ down 32 at 1695. Lloyd Lindsay-Young says, mostly sunny this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
To own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-958-8856. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-958-8856 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-958-8856. That's 800-958-8856. Again, 800-958-8856.
Warm weather's coming, and we're thinking barbecues, lounging around the backyard, and entertaining outdoors. Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of paving stones and beautiful outdoor living systems.
You know us for our interlocking paving systems, but now we're introducing matching built-in barbecues and fire pits to enhance the beauty of your backyard. Our exclusively designed barbecues and fire pits will give you and your family years of enjoyment and cost thousands less than any other custom installation. System Pavers eliminates the guesswork and expense of designing and converting your outdoor living areas into your personal oasis. Best of all, the design fee is free. Be the grill master of your neighborhood. Just ask one of our 30,000 satisfied customers about System Pavers outdoor living systems.
Visit SystemPavers.com or call for a free design service at 888-PAVE-002. That's 888-728-3002. With your good credit, pay nothing for 6 months.
How's business? Two words that are certain to dampen an otherwise gleeful conversation. Yet, despite the endless reports of gloomy forecasts and impending doom, there is a silver lining. Comerica Bank. We've weathered every financial market since 1849. So why is this important to your business? Simple. We're in a healthy position to help you. So while the economy has closed many doors of opportunity, at Comerica Bank, we're open for business. Yours. With millions to lend for qualified customers, suddenly, how's business has a competent answer. To find out how you can get the capital your business needs to succeed, call a Comerica Bank small business specialist at 1-800-535-2740 or stop by any Comerica Banking Center. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
B09.
Dr. Dina Dell here. I think this is one is interesting also. How do you spot a phony? All right? Well, first the premise. When you have faced rejection or cold shoulder, somehow that makes you more able to spot a phony smile, to spot a fabricated smile. And they think this could be a relic of our past. In other words, everything seems, you know, often we'll have evolutionary reasons. It's just we can't spot it all the time and figure it out. Living in groups, it's extremely important to survival because if you're kicked out of the group, that's like death. So people became good at reading facial expressions and social cues. And perhaps a less lethal threat occurs when you get knocked out of a clique at school or the office. And past research has shown that social exclusion makes a person cold, literally. Another study revealed that loneliness, at least in older adults, is linked with high blood pressure. So when you are excluded, it becomes even more important to understand real and phony kind of smiles. Here's how they did the experiment, in case you're asking. Men and women, some individuals were told to write an essay about a time they felt excluded or rejected. Other people were told to write about a time they felt accepted, and the control group just wrote about what happened yesterday. Now, rejected stories included breaking up with a partner or not being called when your friends go out, or a football player got injured and couldn't play and all his football friends didn't associate with him. Then they had the three groups watch videos showing a person with a phony smile or a fake smile. Those that were primed to feel rejection, in other words, those who wrote about being rejected, boy, they spotted the fake smiles over 80% of the time. The rest of the people, just about half of the time. Now, it turns out there's something you got to know about smiles, and I'm sure you've heard this before. It's in the eyes. If you're a person who watches people's mouths when they speak and look for cues to feelings, you're going to get fooled. Because bogus and genuine smiles can be told by looking at the eyes. A real smile is not shown in the mouth. It's shown in the eyes. See, I learned this with 1,000 photographs. You know, and I was doing a lot more television than I'm doing now, you know, and you always had to have pictures taken. And when I'm not in the mood and I'm busy in between this, you know, the photographer, good photographer, say, come on, Doc, come on, give us that. And they would say, you know, you're not doing it with your eyes. It's all in the eyes. And so you give our eyes a little bit of a smile. You can learn to make a phony smile effectively. Maybe I shouldn't tell you this, but it's in the eyes. There are muscles around the eyes that are indicative of a real smile, whereas fake smiles just require the mouth muscles. Watch the politicians. I ain't going to name names, but boy, I can spot anyway the phony smiles a mile away. All righty here. Let's see. Let's talk to Bill. How you doing, Bill? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dell. Just had a question. When you would consider medication to help a child who's having a hard time focusing in studies and getting homework done and just staying, with the work and not being distracted?
Boy, oh boy, Bill. You know something? I'll be honest. I don't know the answer to that question. America wants to know the answer because some of these kids, they're in classrooms where it's boring, the teachers are boring, and these kids are going nuts because they're brighter than usual. And they're doing everything they can, you know, to not pay attention. The question becomes about paying attention, I was told by a shrink once, that it's whether you can or not if you're told to. I don't know if that's it. I had terrible troubles as a child in the same way. If I'm interested in a subject, boy, I can glue my attention on it. That's kind of these days. If I'm bored, my mind wanders. So it partly has to do with how the teaching is done, and kids all learn differently. Now, many, many times in the past, I've just bringing it up as an example. I'm on the board of a school that, you know, takes on kids who are different learners. They learn differently, and they teach with what we call an experiential type of a teaching experience. And they get kids, you know, who are just like your child, teach them a little differently, and there's no problem. And they don't need the drugs. I'm not promising that. It's NAWA-Academy, by the way, if you want to look it up, if you're looking for a placement for a child, NAWA-Academy. It's in California. It's a boarding school. Anyway, so when it comes to medication, which is all too easy. And I will admit, when you give a kid the medication, which is normally kind of a speed, an amphetamine-like medication, they do pay attention. And I can draw a very direct analogy to adults who will abuse these drugs like methamphetamine, and methamphetamine is used to treat kids who have attention deficit problems. When you give meth to an adult, you want to clean that garage. You know, women will run about the house cleaning. All the things that are boring seem to be more fun.
Well, I'm not sure that's helping. Sometimes these kids are really creative. I feel I was a creative kid. I look at the world differently. Look at my life and my career. They could have medicated me. I'd probably be sitting doing surgery in Park Avenue and be bored stiff and couldn't figure out why I was depressed. So it's a really hard question. I will admit, some kids are helped. I don't know long term. I can't tell you downstream, which is what you want to know. You want to have a happy child who's productive and grows up into an adult who's enjoying her life and makes a contribution to themselves and society. But I don't know if the medications can promise that. It's very, very confusing. So many of these studies are done by partisans who really believe in this whole deal of just medicating our kids. I can tell you in Europe it ain't that way. It is not that way. Way fewer kids are medicated with these drugs and as well as psychotherapeutic medications all over. I would just, you know, want you, and the fact you're calling me and asking me the question tells me you have a little bit of doubt, is kind of look at the whole deal. You know, kids, ADHD kids, are more likely to grow up and own their own businesses. They're not the kind of kids that are going to march to the beat of the same drummer as everybody else. And so you know your child. And I think that's what's important. Also, if you consider medication and you do it, you will like the results because the child will do the homework. The teacher will say, oh, Johnny's doing so much better. Translation, I'm a teacher in a classroom with 35 kids and I can't control this classroom. And if you drug this kid into submission, it makes my life better. Therefore, I'm telling you Johnny's doing better. But Johnny may not be doing better. Johnny's doing what he's been told to do. So you can also try it. If you don't like the results and what you see, you know, kids can get appetite problems. They can lose weight. They have sleep difficulties, etc. Yeah, you can stop it. I mean, you can always stop it, or you can give them holidays. Sometimes they put them on it for the school year and then drop it off during the summer. So when you're dealing with a human mind, this is not objective. This is not like taking a blood test and looking at a level of your cholesterol, giving you a drug, and it goes down. Everybody, you know, celebrates, happy, happy. So I just don't know what to say. It's so confusing to me, and I just have to take it as on an individual count. I've just seen lots of studies and programs where they take kids who were told they need drugs, and when you alter how they're being taught or the subjects are being taught or do... Like, we did a study the other day. I'll finish up with this one. Recesses. So many schools in America have ditched the recess. And they went into these schools and looked at these kids who were fidgety and hyperactive and couldn't pay attention. They gave them a recess. What do you think happened? The kids paid attention. They weren't as squirmy. They focused better, you see? So it's just like us. We need a break once in a while. We can focus better. So to expect a child to sit in a classroom all day long without a break, without, you know, catering to some of the needs of a child in terms of play, you know, that may solve it. All right, so it's a big subject, Bill. I'm happy I asked the question, and I want you to look at your child as an individual and consult with as many other folks as you can and get alternative views, because there are many alternative views about the whole situation. All right, I'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
With spring and summer just around the corner, and if you're tired of looking at your old, cracked up, discolored, or stained concrete driveway, patio, or sidewalk, then it's time for you to call ACF Incorporated, Paverstone Experts, to beautify your home. ACF specializes in residential driveways, patios, and sidewalks, and is rapidly becoming known as the Bay Area's biggest and best interlocking paverstone installation contractor, while offering the best reasonable prices with integrity. We are currently offering special financing, such as no deposits, no payments, and deferred interest if paid in full by September 2009 on approved credit. Call ACF Paverstone Experts to schedule your free interlocking paverstone estimate toll-free at 1-877-ACF-6565. That's 1-877-ACF-6565. And be sure to visit us online at www.acfconcrete.com.
Have you been thinking you'll have to put off retirement for an extra 5, 10, 15 years? Think again. I'm Greg Jarrett with a message for fellow baby boomers. You could live the better California no savings retirement plan on as little as $1,500 a month at El Dorado Ranch in Baja, right on the Sea of Cortez and only 2 hours south of the California border. I've been there, and I can tell you, El Dorado Ranch has a championship 27-hole golf course, home sites with a view of the Sea of Cortez for as little as $30,000, and in-house financing. I talked with a lot of Bay Area residents who are either vacationing at their homes in El Dorado Ranch or living in their retirement homes there, and they boast the place is safer than home with great medical care available right on the premises. Fishing, swimming, tennis, pools, and beautiful white sand beaches, something for everyone. They even offer custom homes by American builders and developers. Your ownership is guaranteed with title insurance. To attend a free informational dinner seminar, please call 800-211-7400. That's 800-211-7400. Come for a weekend. You might just return for a lifetime.
Times aren't over. There's a sense that good things are on the way, and Fremont Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank. If you're looking to save on your monthly mortgage payment, we're offering a rate as low as 4.625% APR on our fixed-rate mortgage with no closing cost or points. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our experienced loan officers. They'll process the necessary information to get you started right over the phone. A Fremont Bank mortgage may be your first start in transforming your new outlook. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with a rate as low as 4.625% APR, call 866-341-REFI. Good things are on their way. Be sure to call today.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 4309, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
By millions.
Back to the program. All right, let's talk to Walt. How you doing, Walt? What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dr. Adele. I heard it said that the streets in other countries like the Netherlands and Sweden, that they're so excellently clean that there's hardly any germs on it. How does it compare to the United States and the germs that it seems so filthy on the streets compared to here?
Well, you've asked a big question. I don't know how, to tell you the truth, Walt, I'm not sure how to figure out whether germs go along with what we perceive as filth, which is dirt and dust and debris. I mean, I've seen some really, really filthy cities overseas and many, and often, of course, in third world countries where they don't have the services that we do. And it is true in Northern Europe, Scandinavia, it's kind of spotless. I think a part of it has to do with the culture. You know, the filthiest place I've ever seen is, and I love the country, by the way, and it'll change, was Tripoli, Libya. It just, it's part of the culture. You just throw stuff out the window. Just let it all pile up. Now, maybe there's no garbage service, but it certainly, wouldn't be rocket science to gather things up in a bag and take it someplace. And the thing is, in Scandinavian countries where, they don't deal with the socio-demographic dynamic range that we have, and they have more services because of taxes and the nature of government. That's it. And yet I've seen cities change. Now, I grew up in New York City. Oh, what a filthy pit. I mean, if you didn't step in dog poop, you're kicking garbage around and dust and soot and filth. And remember coming out to the West Coast in San Francisco, which was clean and spotless and bright and sunny and all the colors. Then it switched. I'd go back to New York, and New York was all cleaned up. Everything was much cleaner. And then San Francisco took a dive. And the real question you're asking has to do with disease and germs, and certainly overall sanitation, hygiene. It must relate. I just don't know there's any way of comparing it. When dust gets stirred up, now you can get trouble in dust because there are spores of germs and things like that. But when you think about the germs that cause human illness, very often it's person to person. It has to do with crowding. And crowding also creates filth. And so it's a chicken and the egg and, correlation causation type of a question. So with crowding, more filth, more disease, but it's actually the crowding that causes it. So with that said, there are some pretty brutal places where you don't wear your Birkenstocks. What can I tell you? All right, let's talk to, let's see, is that Patricia? This is Dr. Dill. Welcome to the program. Patricia?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Yes, I sustained a lateral meniscus tear, and I was supposed to have surgery done on it, but then my doctor said that maybe I should try a brace And I'm wondering, is that actually going to help it to heal, or can I suffer more injury to it?
Well, you asked a question that has, it's bigger than you think. First of all, in general, there are studies to find that wearing braces to prevent injury sometimes increases injury rates and doesn't help injury. For instance, you know, the back braces you see a lot of people wear when they do heavy lifting and work in a warehouse, et cetera, that doesn't seem to prevent back injuries. There are studies that athletes who wear knee braces, they can get more injuries. And then in some situations, braces can help. Now, if you injure your knee, and a doctor wants it to heal, or let's go back for a second. You see a lot of injuries where we put you in a cast, and because we need to keep the limb and the joint still to let it heal. Well, that's always treacherous. When you take a joint and you freeze it and keep it in one position, you're also looking for different kinds of problems, so you need to weigh the benefits and the risks. In your particular case, I have seen, you know, reasonable studies to say when you do in certain types and degrees of injury, you use a brace, it still allows some flexion and movement of the joint, and it allows it to heal. With a meniscus, depending on the degree of the injury, I'm afraid, the chances of healing become more remote. It just really depends on the details, and that I don't have. Really bad tears and dislocations are probably not going to be helped, and you're probably going to wind up needing arthroscopic surgery to remove the pieces. And certain minor kind of injuries, the brace might help. I guess I wouldn't expect it to make matters worse, or at least I have no evidence to suggest that wearing a brace with certain kind of knee injuries makes it worse, but I'm sure there are certain knee injuries where wearing a brace would make it worse. So that's really a question, and I like the question. It's a good consumer question. It's a skeptical question, and that you need to ask your doctor that and say, hey, are you putting off doing definitive treatment, you're trying to save money, or can you really convince me that this is the best way to go and I can always fall back on something more aggressive later on? All right, Dr. Unidell here. Welcome to the I welcome you back to the program in a few minutes here. Listen to some messages. 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
Do you want to get out of debt fast? No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review. Absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 800-644-7890. That's 800-644-7890. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-644-7890. That's 800-644-7890. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-644-7890. Again, 800-644-7890.
And now for the bonus round. If I'm your uncle's cousin's nephew, who am I?
Michael's mother.
Correct. What's the sound of one hand clapping?
Mungo.
Correct. How many DVDs can you rent from Netflix for only $8.99 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Netflix. Over 2 billion movies delivered so far. And now the ability to watch some movies instantly on your TV for no additional monthly fee. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
This Memorial Day weekend at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Buy a grill or patio furniture and you could save three ways. One, with our low prices. Two, with deferred financing. Keep your cash and pay later. Three, entertain at home versus going out. Special deferred financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 27th. U.S. only. See store for details.
When my computer crashed, I didn't want to believe it. I mean, my entire life was on that computer. Everything. I almost panicked, but I remembered hearing an ad for Geeks On Site. Some guy who'd had the same problem as me was on the radio, telling me Geeks On Site were the go-to guys for computer problems you can't fix. Well, this was definitely a computer problem I couldn't fix. So I called Geeks OnSite. Finding an affordable U.S.-based computer whiz is like finding gold. Geeks OnSite are the go-to guys for computer problems. They're smart and fast. They figured out what was wrong with my computer in just minutes. Got it back up and running. If you've got computer problems, do what I did and call Geeks OnSite. If you call right now, they'll give you their premium protection suite absolutely free just for signing up. A $125 value. Best of all, Geeks OnSite has a no-risk money-back guarantee. Call Geeks on Site at 800-619-8811, 800-619-8811. Toll free, that's 1-800-619-8811.
Let's talk to Sarah in Oregon. How you doing, Sarah? Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
I just found out that I'm pregnant, and it was totally unexpected. And I have some pretty severe problems with anxiety, and I take antidepressants and Klonopin and some sleeping medicine. And I'm with all everything I'm reading online, it's just scaring me.
Not sure what you're reading. How pregnant are you?
I don't know. I mean, I just found out today, and I don't have any symptoms yet.
Right. Right. Well, I guess as you go downstream, a doctor may want to modify. I mean, none of those things you mentioned are on a very highly toxic list in terms of pregnancy. And the question becomes, well, what if you took these things all through your pregnancy? Well, there could be effects on the baby, but you have plenty of chance to modify it. If the question you're asking me, and let me rephrase it for you, are you asking me, like, during this period of time when you did not know you were pregnant and you were taking all these anti-anxiety things, have you harmed your baby? Is that the basic question?
Yeah.
Well, I can put your mind at rest. I don't think they would have harmed the baby. And if you told me you were doing some more horrible things, I would make the same guess. Now, it is an educated guess because you can't take human beings and, you know, give some of these drugs and some of that. And so we in general find that very early in pregnancy, there's an amazing resiliency. After all, things start out as a single cell, then two cells. And I would never, never say that this is an uncomplicated thing. Here in these couple of cells contained all the genetic information to form a baby. But when you get out, you know, a few months and organs and limbs and things start to form, the potential for harm from external environmental influences, i.e. drugs, you know, goes up. Simply, there's more stuff going on. At this particular point, the cells are simply dividing, and each cell kind of looks like the previous cell, as opposed to you're developing an eyeball. Or you're developing, you know, fingers and toes and complex organs when the fetus is downstream a little bit. So in general, we have found, as I said, surprising resilience to early fetal life to all the insults that we as humans throw at it. So you can put that out of your mind. Nevertheless, you're going to have to talk to your obstetrician, you know, about the ongoing situation and how they want to handle and what kind of medications they want to, you know, utilize for anxiety and the things that you're dealing with right now. All right, that is the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Till then, as always, be well.
This show was pre-recorded. Thank you for...
And now for the bonus round. If Jack and Jill went up the hill, where did Fred go?
Milwaukee.
Correct. If Jane is older than Dan, and Dan is older than Ed, how old am I?
41 on Wednesday?
Correct.
Yes.
How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 2 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson, and in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I'm sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
The next 60 seconds involve some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works, Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal, an attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance with some unknown internet outfit when you can deal with real professionals with a proven track record. They'll get you out of debt in months.